This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Federal prosecutors are expected to finish presenting their evidence this week in the ComEd bribery trial. They're asking jurors to find four defendants guilty in a scheme to bribe former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Dave McKinney's covering the trial for WBEZ. He spoke with Claire Lane on what we know so far about this momentous corruption case.
So who are the defendants and what are they on trial for?
Well, Claire, we're talking about four different people here. First one, Anne Pramaggiore. She's the former CEO of ComEd. She was really once one of the most powerful female business leaders in Chicago. The next person, Mike McLean. He's a former ComEd lobbyist, one of the most powerful Springfield lobbyists, too. And the reason for that was he was a confidant of House Speaker Michael Madigan. Third person, John Hooker, a former in-house lobbyist at ComEd and later a consultant. And then the fourth person, a guy named Jay Doherty, who also lobbied for ComEd, was president of the City Club of Chicago, which was a public affairs forum. Now, the government says that they bribed Madigan in an effort to help ComEd, you know, basically win passage of legislation over about a 10-year period that yielded at least, you know, $1.8 billion for the company. So it was very lucrative.
It seems like Madigan's the one who's in the middle of all of this. How does the bribery piece of this work?
We've heard, you know, numerous tapes of his voice on, you know, these recordings, but he's not on trial. His trial comes up next year in April. And as far as the bribery piece of this, it's not what you, I guess, normally picture with bribery. It's not cash in an envelope being handed to somebody. This was instead Madigan and McLean allegedly pressuring ComEd to hire his political friends for basically no work jobs. And so, you know, we're seeing that, and the government's making the case that this hiring procedure was the bribe.
Madigan's request that ComEd hire certain people has been such a big focus of this trial. Can you give us an example of what that looked like? You
know, I have a lot of examples that I could point to, Claire, and let me just point to one of them that came up in trial last week. That involved a case where Madigan was trying to do a favor for a friend of his in Congress at the time, former Congressman Luis Gutierrez. Gutierrez had this person that he wanted to elevate to a spot on the board at ComEd. There was an opening there. And Madigan stepped in and said, I'll help you here. And the reason for that, Gutierrez endorsed him in a previous election. So it was sort of payback. And the person that they were talking about was the former McPeer chief, Juan Ochoa. It was for a gig that paid nearly $80,000 for just four meetings. We've got a secret recording of McLean and Pramaggiore that I want to play here that shows how Madigan used McLean to exert pressure on ComEd.
I talked to him about Juan Ochoa.
Yes.
And he would appreciate if you would keep pressing.
Okay. Got it. I will keep pressing.
Okay.
All right.
And true to her word, Pramaggiore helped get Ochoa on the board. He got the appointment, and Madigan won out, and he got the guy he wanted.
What's illegal about that? Isn't that what politicians do?
You know, I've covered Springfield for a long time, and I knew Madigan was powerful. But this trial and these secret recordings are showing, you know, how McLean and Madigan were using a state-regulated power company, really in a way as if they almost owned it, you know, dictating who it should hire. I mean, that's something that we think, you know, a business handles on its own. Now, as for your question about whether isn't this just all politics, well, I mean, we're going to hear a lot of that, I think, from the defense, which starts presenting its case this week. You know, what we've heard so far from the defense lawyers is that they have argued this is how politics works everywhere, Springfield, Washington, wherever. Political favors aren't illegal, and that what we saw or what the prosecutors have been focused on here is just a legitimate form of lobbying.
Dave McKinney is WBEZ's Illinois politics reporter. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Claire.